welcome to the Leaderboard Lowdown.
The latest in gaming news and updates.
Are you ready for today's gaming news?
Fortnite will update the game on April 12th, adding Aang from the animated series Avatar: The Last Airbender as a mini battle pass skin to the game, with Aang's avatar state being the final skin of the mini battle pass. Until then, they've added Katara, Zuko, and Toph from Avatar: The Last Airbender as item shop skins, along with three mythic weapons, those being firebending, earthbending, and airbending, most likely dealing similar damage as the waterbending mythic. Each bending style has its own unique abilities, such as earthbending, letting you create a wall, airbending, letting you create an air wheel to ride around in, and firebending, letting you slam into the ground for a massive attack. The crazy part about this is that if you have all four bending weapons, you can technically become the Avatar, the master of all four bending styles. Sokka will unfortunately not be making an appearance in the update. However, his sword will be a pickaxe in the item shop. Sony Santa Monica Studios is apparently hiring for a new God of War game, which is exciting since God of War Ragnarok, the newest game in the series, was released 2 years ago, with its last DLC in 2023, being the last piece of the God of War content to come out of Sony. The studio is currently looking for a lead audio designer, lead narrative animator, a system design producer, a senior animation programmer, a senior character artist, a senior narrative designer, and a senior technical combat designer. This would be the perfect introduction to the PS6, and the game's release date could also tell us more about the PS6, such as its release date.
The Nintendo Online servers for both the Wii U and 3DS were shut down earlier this week. However, a new service made by fans for both systems was created to restore online functionality. The unofficial fan project Pretendo provides artificial servers for the Wii U and 3DS so that fans of both consoles can play online games natively once more. You must homebrew your console of choice to use Pretendo. Homebrewing your console is a very easy process and takes less than 15 minutes for either your Wii U or 3DS, and it requires no soldering or electrical knowledge. With this service, people can finally enjoy a safe way to play their Wii U and 3DS games on official hardware after the server shut down, and has saved countless titles such as Mario Kart 7, Splatoon 1, and Super Smash Bros. 4 for both the Wii U and 3DS. That is all the time we have for the Leaderboard Lowdown this week by ACCTV Hammond. Thank you for listening once again, and make sure to tune in next Thursday for even more awesome gaming news.